Okay, we're on Chaf Beis Mem Aleph and Brachos, three lines down. So we have a whole issue about Baal Keri, whether or not he should be saying Kriya Shema or not. So the Gemara says, Mi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Hirhor. Does Rabbi Yehuda say that there's such a thing as Hirhor, that when you do Hirhor, it counts as whatever you need it to be? Vatanya Baal Keri, Shein Lo Mayim Litvol. Let's say a Baal Keri, somebody who adds that Shechva Zera, who doesn't have any water to be Tovel, and Kori Kriya Shema, Vein Mevarch Lo Vanev Lachora. He could read Kriya Shema, but he doesn't make Brachos before or after Kriya Shema. Ochel Pitu Mevarch Lachora, Vein Mevarch Lo Vanev. He eats bread, and he benches, but he doesn't say Brachos before, and Ovah Mahar Belibo, Vein Motsu Vesav Ziv Remeir. Remeir says that he's Mahar Belibo. He doesn't bring it out with his lips. That's what Meir says. You don't matter. Pinkal most of his sauce. No matter what you do, you can be most of his sauce. So you go ahead and do it. So how can we just say that Rabbi Yehuda is saying we're talking about mahar hair, and that's lotim varach la mahar hair? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of here, or Rabbi Meir holds to that. I'm Rabbi Nachman. It's a kasson. Rabbi Yehuda kilchus derech eretz. Rabbi Yehuda made it like the halachas of derech eretz. Itani. We learn in a verse of the following, and this is our explanation. You should teach your children and your grandchildren. You should teach them or tell them, right, that you should remember the day that you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Choriv and Har Sinai. Just like over there on Har Sinai, there was fear and trepidation, there was sweating and there was trembling, everything was scary. So too, you have to do so when you learn Torah, you should be Azov. And a Mitzora, somebody who has Ziva, which we'll talk about a little bit later, and Saras, and they're together with Nidas. They're all Tameh, but they're Mutter to retire in Avim Ksuvim. They can learn Mishnah, they can do Gemara, they can do Alachas, they can do Adad, Abba Bakari and Asurian, but a Balkari is Asur, because you have Rasis Vizeah, and you don't have that if you're a Balkari. Rabbi Yosio, Marishonu, Bergils. You could learn your regular self, Vajalei Tzias Mishnah, but you can't explain Mishnayas to others if you're a Balkari. You have Yonas Ben Yosef, who is a Mishnah, and Matzias Gemara. You could teach Mishnah, but you can't teach Gemara. Rabbi Ben Avi Shalom, Omer, says, Af Matzias Gemara, Vajal Yom Raskar Shabbat. You could do Gemara as well. You just can't say a Kaddish Baruch Hu's names. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Tamidish Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Yikanas Medrash Kolek, or you can't enter into Medrash at all. Rami Olo Yikanas is a base of Medrash Kolek, you can't even enter into the base Medrash. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shonu Bilchos Derech Eretz. He's allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz, right? Whatever the regular halachos of Derech Eretz are, that's something that a person should learn. Because even though it's not exactly Gemara, but it's Darchon Shelter Minachamim, it's sort of like Brises, etc., and certain things, almost like stories that go through that you'd be allowed to learn. So we have six opinions over here. According to the first opinion, a Baal Keri cannot learn anything at all. Rabbi Yosef says he can learn regular stuff, but he can't teach Mishnayos. Rabbi Yonas Ben Yosef says he can't teach Gemara. Rabbi Nassim Ben Avi Shalom says he can learn Gemara, but he can't say the Shemos of Hashem. We have Rabbi Yochanan Sandler in the name of Rabbi Akiva that says you can't enter the base matters at all, right? Similar to the first opinion. And Rabbi Yehuda says he can learn to Chokhs Derech Eretz. Ma'is of Rabbi Yehuda Shara Keri. He saw Keri, but Hayimalach Gabinari is right by the river. Amalotamid Rabbeinu. Shana Leperakach Bilchos Derech Eretz. Teach us Derech Eretz. Yorva Tovel Shana Lehem. He went down in Tovold and then taught it to them. Although you can't teach us anything else, but didn't Rabbi teach that you could learn Hilchos Derech Eretz? Amalahem, Alpha Bishmakel and Yalachir and Machman and allowed to me, even though I'm Makel and others, and I say that others could do Hilchos Derech Eretz, nonetheless, I'm machmir on myself, right? And that's the idea behind this. Rabbi Yehuda used to make Birchos Kriya Shema and all the brachos like Hilchos Derech Eretz. Can you learn? No, apparently Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't learn, but you could do other things. So Rabbi Yehuda has this medium opinion about Baal Keri where you could do some things, but you can't do others. Two dots. And the second middle line, second big line, Tani, Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira Hayomer, ain't Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira is a very big makel. He said, Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, you could learn even though you're a Baal Keri. Rabbi Yehuda Maseri, there was a Talmud that was stuttering in front of Rabbi Yehuda Maseri. He didn't want to say anything directly to Levini. Open up your mouth and let your words light up. Because words of Torah are not Makabal Tumah. My words are like fire, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, just like a fire is not Makabal Tumah. So if it's Torah not Makabal Tumah, you don't have to worry about anything. Omar, Matias Mishnah, Matias Gemara. You can teach Mishnahs, but you can't teach Gemara. Masayel Rabbi Loi. That is a support to Rabbi Loi. Dom Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yachav, Rabbi Yachav, Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha Matias Mishum, Matias Gemara. That's exactly like it. He would say Kitanoi. Matias Mishum, Matias Gemara, Debra Meir. Rabbi Dom Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, we don't know Zevza Aser. You can't teach Mishnah or Gemara. Bamil Zevza Mutter. Some say that they muttered everything. Manu Zevza Aser, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. If you say both are Aser, it's like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler in the name of Rabbi Kivma, Dom Zevza Mutter, Rabbi Mesera, who's completely Makel. So we now see that there are, all the way across the spectrum, we have seven different opinions of what a person is allowed to do. Amar of Nachbar Yitzhak, no gama kehani tol saboy, sabi. The world is noeg to be makel, like the following three old men. Rabbi Loi Bir Zagez. Rabbi Loi, in the case of Bir Zagez, when it comes to the first shearings of wool, that's number one. The second one is Detani Rabbi Loi Omer Rishi the Gaze Ainu Noi Gilaba Oritz. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Rabbi Yoshi Bil Kalaim, like Rabbi Yoshi when it comes to Kalaim, and Rabbi Yudim Beser Rabbi Divertor, like Rabbi Yudim Beser when it comes to Divertor. Let's explain them. Rabbi Loi Rishi the Gaze Detani Rabbi Loi Omer Rishi the Gaze Ainu Noi Gilaba Oritz. Rishi the Gaze, the first shearings of wool off of the sheep that have to be given to the Kohen, are only done in Eretz. So Rabbi Yoshi Bil Kalaim Dixiv Losis Kamachal Kalaim, do not plant your Karim. With Kalayim, Rabbi Yoshua, Merlola, Amenu Chayiv, Shiz, Rachit, Vesor, Achartzim, Mampol, Yad. You're not Chayiv until you take one seed of wheat, barley, and Achartzon, which is a type of grape, Mampol, Yad, all in one fell hand. That's when you're going to be Chayiv and not otherwise. Rabbi Yudim, Vesor, Gidim, 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 Vesor, Ziri came and said they were mevatel tvila for balikari. Vamila batzul lintilusa. You didn't have to wash your hands. Mandu revatul tvilusa. Rav Yudim Besera. Mandu revatul lintilusa. Rav Chista light. Mandu mahadra ma'ayev and ma'idin tlusa. Rav Chista says you don't have to go after water when you're trying to wash your hands before davening. Right? He would curse people that would go out and do that and waste their time from davening instead going looking for water. Two dots. Son Ravana balikari shenasol of tishukab ma'im matover. A balkari doesn't need a mikvah. Just pouring on him 9 kav of water, it's like a shower for a bunch of minutes, depends on your water pressure, that's going to be good enough. Nachum Ish Gamzu, Lachshel Rabbi Kiva, Lachshel Benazi. Nachum Ish Gamzu whispered that to Rabbi Kiva, his Talmud. Rabbi Kiva whispered it to Benazi. Benazi, Yotzev Hashanah L'Talmid of Hashuk. He went and taught everybody in the Shuk that you only need 9 kav and that's good enough. Take a little shower. And then Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amarayim, Rabbi Yisrov, Rabbi Yisrov, Rabbi Yisrov, there are 2 Amarayim in Eretz Yisrov, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yisrov, Rabbi Yisrov, Rabbi Yisrov, Rabbi Yisrov. One said that he taught it, one said that he whispered it. He said he taught it because there was Bittul Torah. People weren't learning Torah because there were Balkaris. Because of Bittul Puravu, they didn't want to be together with their wives because they didn't want to be Tomei. The reason why he whispered it is because we don't want Talmid Chachamim to be with their wives like chickens. And we wanted to limit the amount. I heard that there are people that are Meko. I heard there are people that are Machmer. Anybody's Machmer in himself will lengthen his days and his years. What's the deal with those people who do tefillah in the morning? What does it mean? What's the deal? But he said that Balkari is also B'divrei Torah. Why do they bother with 40 sas or shabbatisha kav, they could just use 9 kav. That's what Rishup and Levi said. Mativim tevila, why do they have to do tevila? Efshem and Nisim, they could just pour it on top of themselves like a shower. I mean, here gather gadol, gadruba, they made a huge gather when it came to this titani, maisuba echad shetava isha l'dvar avera. There was a story with a person who was tovea a woman for a dvar avera. He went up to a woman and asked her to do an avera. Amalo reka, yishchar b'im sas shirat tovel ben. Do you have 40 sas that you're going to be tovel with? Miad pirish. And he stopped himself and didn't do the deed. So obviously, going to the mikvah is something that's a deterrent, right? So that's why people won't do something. Why are you mezalzel in this tefillah? Why aren't you doing tefillah for Balkari? If it's because it's too cold, so go to a bathhouse. Wait a second. How can you do tefillah in chamin? That means it's a kli, and in a kli you can't do tefillah. That's not a mikvah. You said, Ravada Barava holds like you, but I knew we could be mekel. If you need to, don't be, just do whatever you need to do. That's what Rav Huna was trying to say. Reb Zera of Yosef Ba'agdon de Ma'ibe Mesusa, he was sitting in a bucket of water in the bathroom of Lashami, Zilva Isolatish Gavishadi Alui. Go get 9 kav and throw it on top of Melachia Barabo. Why do you need that? But Yosef Gal, you're already sitting inside the water. Like Karbayim Saw, it's got to be like Karbayim Saw. Marbayim Saw Tevila, the Lemanasina, just like Karbayim Saw, can only be in Tevila. You can't pour it on you. Aftishkav and Menasina with Tevila. So even though I'm sitting in more than 9 kav, right, it's not exactly a mikvah, I want the 9 kav Benasina a little bit Tevila, and that's what a person should do, and that's why. It should be more like a shower. Rav Nachman talking chatzva about tishkav, and he made a shower that was exactly 9 kav. Kiyas Rav Dima and Rav Kiva Rav Yudah Glusru Amru. The only time the will matter 9 kav is for a chola, for a sick person when he's an onus and can't do anything else. But the chola amargo, who's used to this stuff like this, right? And he keeps having carry, etc. Arbaim sa, he needs 40 sas in order to get rid of it. I'm Rav Yosef. It bar chatzva Rav Nachman. We broke the barrel of Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman's barrel doesn't work anymore. You need 40 saki yasa ravin. Amr Rabbi Usha Hava Uvda. In Usha, there was a story, we'll turn the page, on Chav Bez and Mabez, but killed Rav Yosha by the porch of Rav Yosha, also Shal of Rav Asi, that's Rav Asi. Amr Loshan of Lachol Amargo, that's only for Lachol Amargo, Lachol Onso, Patami Kloom. But if it's a chola who has an ones, then he's Patam from everything, he doesn't need anything at all. So Amr Rav Yosef, it's Tamichat, said Rav Nachman, bring back the barrel of Rav Nachman, apparently it's Motor, Michti. Kul Amarev, it's an all these Tanam and Amorayim, we have about 25 Tanam and arguing over here. It seems like they're arguing about Ezra. What was the Takana of Ezra? As it was metakin for somebody who's normal, right, who's used to doing stuff like this, and is together with his wife often, 40 says, well, bari la onso, and a healthy person who has an ones, teskaven, v'asom ra'i peligwa chola. Now the Marayim come and they argue about what should be by a sick person. A chola who's used to being with his wife is like a bari who's to use together with his wife, and therefore a bari amargo should have 40 saws. The chola onso, kabari la onso, and a chola for some, you know, for an ones, is once in a while, kabari la onso. A chola onso would be totally potter, and a chola that's margo would be like a baril onso and only 9 kaven. That's the machlokes in between. We're arguing about what would be. Ezra's takana was only for 2, baril amargo and baril onso. The only question was about the chola. Amaravan, he did tikin Ezra tevila, although Ezra was metakin a tevila and nisina mitikin, he never was metakin nisina. Where did he come up with that? Gamramar, Ezra tikin tevila la balakarian. So where do we come up with this idea of nisina? We didn't even make that. Nobody knows where that comes from. Amarava, Ezra tikin tevila baril Yamargo Memso says Rava, listen Abaye, it's gotta be the opposite. Ezra was attacking for Tefila for Bari Yamargo Memso. Also Banavitkinu La Bari Laonso test cabin. He made for a Bari Laonso 9 cabin. Also, Maraviv come into the chola. They're talking about a chola. Marsav a chola margo kibari margo. A chola onso kibari onso. Marsav a labari margo. Memsa. A chola margo kibari onso. Test kaven. A chola onso patam iklom. But a chola onso is when you put it from everything right over there. So they're arguing about what's going to be regarding that exact argument. Amarava hilchos a bari margo. A chola margo. Marbo yimsa. The halacha is a bari margo and a chola margo. Anybody who's together with his wife often would be 40 saws. Bari onso tisha kaven. If it's a healthy person, but there's an ones, then 9 kaven. Avad a chola onso. If it's a chola le onso, just for ones. Patamiklumi doesn't need anything at all. 2 dots. Tanrabana and Balkari should also have Teskab Mayim Tahor. A Balkari that has 9 kap and put upon him, if he has that shower, is going to be taught by Medorim Latmo. Where do we say that? That's Latmo for him himself. Avalacherim by himself, but if he's teaching other people, right, then he needs 40 sos. Rabbi Yudomer, Memsa, Bakol Makom. It's always going to be 40 sos no matter what. That was Rabbi Huda's opinion. Rabbi Huda says you should have the Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yishom Levi, Rabbi Yelos, Rabbi Yosef Chani, Chanme Azuga, Chanme Azuga Resha. Right? So one of these pairs is going on the Resha itself. They're arguing about the ratio when explaining the Tanakama, when it says this is only for himself, but for others you need 40 sov, this is for a chola margo, a chola onso tes kaven, you need chola ola onso, you need 9 kav, and the other one says that chola onso, whenever you're doing for other people, you need 40 sos. And then they argue about the seifa as well. When it says 40 sos, no matter what, it's only if it's in the ground, but not if it's a huge pool. The other one is Mekel, and says you could even do it in a pool. That's why he says 40 sos anywhere. It doesn't have to be an actual mikvah. It could be anywhere inside, and that's good enough. It could be in the ground. It's got to be in the ground, in other words, right? But it could even be Mayim She'uven, and that's good enough. So again, we're makel about the Balkari, even according to those opinions that are more Machmedin and Mikvah, but you got to have something. Rapapa Rav Huna Bredu Yishuv, Rabba Bar Shmuel, Kriach Rav Adadi, they were eating together, they were eating bread together, Mala Rapapa Havalu Di Livroch, I should bench Nafo Luvit Haskabin, I had 9 Kabin this morning, Amalu Rabba Bar Shmuel, Tinim Vendim Arum Latma, that's only for himself, Alachir Mem Saw, you should sell 40 saws, Ela Havalu Di Livroch, I should bench Nafo Luvit Avraim Saw, I had 40 saws, that's even better because now I can teach other people, Amalu Rav Huna, Havalu Di Livroch, the lakey loy lo high below high. Rav Huna says, I should bench. I don't need 10-9 kabin or 40 sos, meaning I wasn't together with my wife. Therefore, I should be the one that benches. Rav Chama tovel malo yumid episkol, lahotzi rab midei polosim. Rav Chama was tovel and erev Pesach, and he made a bracha, right? On the erev of the day of Pesach, to be motzi the rab midei polosim v'leisil chus l'kavose. But we don't hold that way, because that seems very strange. He was being motzi other people, right? And it seems very, very strange that way, right? Or it could be that the whole reason why we're saying Leis Hilchos Kvasi is because we hold like Rebbe Misera. And we hold like Rebbe Misera, you don't need a tevila in the first place. Or even Tes Kaben, you can go ahead and do whatever you need. And therefore, that's our psak. The halacha is that if a person is a Valkari, in order to learn Torah, to daven, or anything like that, you don't have to worry about anything whatsoever. There's a little bit of a machlokas Rashi and Tosas over here, right? What you should learn and what's the psak. But we hold the halacha that a Valkari doesn't need to do anything for tevila and Torah, but it's always good to do so. Mishnah. On the bottom of Chav Beis Mavez. Hayom B'til V'nis Goshu Balkari. Somebody is standing in the middle of Shemon Asrei and realizes, oh my gosh, I'm a Balkari. Lo Yasegal Yikatzer. Don't stop your Shemon Asrei, but shorten. Again, we hold like Rebbe Miseris and we don't hold this way. Yorod Litvol Yim Yochol Lalos Ula Iskasos Lekros Ad Shul Zayin Esechamo. If he went down to the mikvah, if he's able to get up, dress himself, and read Kriya Shema before Hanitzacham, before sunrise, is according to the opinion that says, by sunrise, the Zman is up. Yalav Iskasu Yikr, and then do so. If not, cover yourself with the water and read Kriya Shema while you're sitting in the mikvah itself. Lo yiskach lo mayim ha'rayim v'lo b'mei ha'mishra. Don't cover yourself with mayim ha'rayim, with smelly water, lo b'mei ha'mishra, or water that you use, you know, for soaking clothing, because that stinks. And then you won't. What you shouldn't be saying Kriya Shema around that. You should pour more water in the kamiyachu me'enim. So how far, you know, should you stay away from that type of water and from, you know, from excrement in order to stay away, in order to daven? Dalad amos. You got to be at least dalad amos. So a ton of rabbanon says the gemara. Hayomim b'tefila v'nizkashu b'alkeri lo yasu l'katzer. You're standing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you realize you're a balkeri. Don't stop, but you have to mekatzer yekorev tov v'nizkashu b'alkeri. If you're reading in the Torah and you realize you're a balkeri, no mafsi v'oila megam b'gehora. Don't stop. Rather be megamgam, as we said before. That person who's front of Reuven and Bisera stutter. Don't say it exactly directly. Remeirom in balkeri shal likros b'tor yos megam p'sukim. A balkeri cannot read in the Torah more than three p'sukim. Tani yidoch ha'im v'tilav rotzol kenegdo. We have another price. So if a guy was standing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he sees Tsoa actually an opposite him, Halach Levanah Shizu Ken Lachor of Dalad Amos, keep walking in front of him, even though you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Walk until you put it behind you by four Amos. I bought Tanya Lestodin, but we have a price that says that it only has to be on the side. It doesn't have to be behind you. It depends. If you can put it to the side, okay. And if you can't, then make sure it's behind you. If you were davening, you found Tsoa right there in your place. You might have sinned, but your tefillah still works. Isn't that the korban of a Rishayim? That's an abomination. That's disgusting. So Rava says the exact opposite. Not like Rava. He says, since you sinned, right, you shouldn't have davened there without checking before to see if there was soa. Even though you davened, the tefillah is a toeva. You have to daven over all over again. Right, so that's that. Tanya Rabbanan, two dots all the way in the bottom. If he was standing in tefillin, all of a sudden, unfortunately, he had an accident and he urinated on himself. Posik, stop until it stops. Because he's fallen, then you can keep davening. Lechen Choser, what do you go back to? Argue. One says you have to start from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You can go to wherever you stopped. Here's what it seems to be the argument over here. One holds that if you waited long enough in order to finish the entire thing, you should go back to the Marsav and the Makhush Balzak. And the other one says, if you wait long enough to be able to finish everything, you go back to the place where you stopped. Amar Rav Hashi, no. Hayim Shoyim Lo Shalmi Boiler. Then it should be whether he waited or not, because this has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. It just is whether you waited or not. Everybody agrees. If you waited long enough in order to finish the entire thing, you got to go back to the house of Lo Shalmi Mifligi. Hacha, I should say. But Lo Shalmi Mifligi. We're arguing where it didn't take that long. Marsav recovered to Huyahu. Look, he was pushed off. The Ein Roi Bein Tefila. He wasn't Roy to daven at that time because he really had to go to the bathroom, so therefore his tefillah doesn't count. Therefore, you have to start all over again. The other one holds that this guy was chazi, right? He just had an accident, and therefore his tefillah counts, so therefore he doesn't have to go back whatsoever. Okay, we're going to stop right there. We're about eight lines down on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph.